Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show at 3:36 on this Monday afternoon. Have we cracked 70 degrees yet today, Pinto? Or
oh boy, I don't know.
I don't think we have.
I looked at the weather this morning. I saw 81 degrees as a high today.
Yep.
Not going to happen.
Not even close. No, I think right now it's 66 degrees, August 5th. 66 degrees. I'm not complaining.
Says a man wearing like three shirts today because you're so cold.
I have a sweatshirt on because I'm freezing in August. Whatever. I mean, it's better than snow on the ground, but it seems a little bit early to be getting to September-like, October-like temperatures out there. But whatever. We'll deal with it. We live where we live, and you can't expect it to be 80 degrees every day in Fargo, Moorhead. Our next guest on this program is somebody who threw his hat in the ring to be mayor of Moorhead earlier today. And I was talking about it on Friday that I would like to see somebody challenge Mark Hintermeyer in Moorhead just to make a race out of it, just to have the issues talked about and debated and to give voters options. And I actually threw out Mike Hewlett's name as a possibility to do that. And so it was with pleasure today when I heard that Mike Hewlett had indeed decided to run for mayor of Moorhead. As I said, nothing is Mark Hintermeyer. I just want to see multiple names, multiple voices in every election, and particularly in the city in which I am a resident in a couple of years anyway. I want to welcome to the program Mike Hewlett. Hello, Mike Hewlett. Congratulations on your decision to run for mayor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And by the way, it's 67 degrees here in beautiful, sunny South Moorhead.
Well, it's always warmer in South Moorhead. We know that. That's a fact. That's one more thing you can sell to businesses when they want to move to Moorhead, Mike, if you win the mayor's seat, is it's warmer in South Moorhead than any place else in the region. So why? First question I always ask political candidates, Mike, is why? Why do you want to run for mayor?
Well, the office of mayor requires the ability to really represent all the citizens with a positive, balanced leadership approach. And I feel like I have a very positive prior record of public leadership in Moorhead, and I'd like another opportunity to serve. This would be something where I think I could use my background and skills to good advantage.
What are the challenges facing Moorhead? And I always start with that. I'll give you a chance to talk about the positives as well, Mike. But right now, we all know it. Moorhead faces some challenges when it comes to the border city type of stuff or whatever. But what challenges do you see facing Moorhead? And what would be your priority in dealing with those challenges?
Well, Mike, you're spot on. And, of course, the mayor really needs to be the number one active proponent for the attraction and retention of businesses and residents in Moorhead. And you hit it. We want to attract more small businesses, large if we can. We have an industrial park with a lot of space available. And we have some nice new neighborhoods with some great lots available near schools. And I would like to work, and I'd be dedicated to moving our neighborhoods and businesses forward. We are an inviting, expanding city, and really that's task number one. Of course, the mayor also has other things to do. You have to have the ability and the desire to represent the city at official functions, welcome visitors to the community, work with those state legislators on the border city issues that you mentioned. And quite frankly, Mike, I would look forward to all of those elements of this job.
What can the mayor do specifically, Mike, to attract more business? This has been the ongoing question for Moorhead for years, decades, is how can Moorhead get more businesses, more small businesses, more manufacturers, more retail, more whatever? What can the mayor do specifically to do that? Do you have to go to the state level? Do you have to go to Fargo and say, stop it, stop growing so fast, Fargo? What do you do?
Well, good question, and here's what we've done. And when I say we, I'm talking about over the last year and a half, the council that I serve on right now, with the current mayor and council, we have hired a brand new economic development director. And that young man is all over the place. He's been out to the oil fields. He's been to Duluth. He's been to the Twin Cities. He is making a study of how you attract businesses to a community like ours, and he is out working his tail off to do that. And not that we didn't have that before, but we've really put a new face on it, some new energy behind it, and working with other city staff and council members, that's going to be a very, very important step for us.
We're talking with Mike Hewlett. He is a newly announced candidate for mayor in the city of Moorhead. He currently serves in the city council. He's in his first term as being a city councilman, but he wants to be mayor. Mike, what separates you from Mark Hintermeyer? When I had Mark on, He said a lot of the similar things to what you're saying now, that it's all about business. It's all about, you know, growing neighborhoods. It's all about growing Moorhead. What separates you from Mark?
Well, I think what separates us is, as you would expect, prior experience and approaches to things. I created the Human Resources Department at the City of Moorhead, and I served in that position for 13 years. I attended every city council meeting during those days, and so I know the city really well from both the elected side and the appointed side. I was elected twice to the Moorhead School Board, and I've been very active in education issues in this city. I not only served as chair of the board 1 year, but after I was off the school board, I was co-chair of the Citizens for Effective and Efficient Schools that helped get the bond referendum passed that enabled us to build the new elementary on the south side and the new middle school and to spruce up the rest of our school. So I've been really heavily involved in education. I was chair of the board of the former Moorhead Chamber and involved in merging the chambers, and I served as the first chair of the board of the new merged FM chamber. And so in that regard, I've been working on business interests for a long time. I even had the fun and honor of being on the All-America City Year 2000 competition team. We went down to Louisville. A team made up half of folks from Fargo, half from Moorhead. And by golly, we got All-America City status, not for just one of us, but for both of us. We had the both of the mayors there. And that's the kind of experience. And by the way, our common friend Doug Hamilton wrote the script for that.
Oh, there you go.
An outstanding script for our competition. We were one of 30 cities down there, the two of us, and we were one of 10 selected. And another thing that I think I bring to the table to answer your question is that in my 40-year career in human resources management, I spent 32 years negotiating labor agreements. And in many ways, a negotiator is a medium. And you're helping to bring two parties together that are basically disagreeing, and you find a solution that works for both of them. And I think that kind of an experience in the position of Mayor Moorhead would be very, very valuable for the city. And I would love to be able to add value in that regard if the citizens were willing.
Mike, the next question is a tough one, because I remember one time when you called into my program and you weren't happy with something I was talking about. I think I was talking about one of your fellow city councilmen in Moorhead, and you didn't like what I was saying, and that's fine. I welcome anybody to call in, but you have some fire to you. You have some passion to you, Mike.
Well, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. How does that translate into being a mayor, though? And I don't know you well, and let me tell listeners, I don't know Mike. You know, I've talked with you a couple times. I don't know you on a friend base or anything else, but you got some fire in the belly, Mike, and can that translate into being a mayor?
Well, and before I go into that, we need to let the people know that you and I met out at the Air Museum, and I apologize for being kind of cranky.
Oh, yep, absolutely. That's absolutely true.
Okay, what's the question again? Fire in the belly?
Fire in the belly, and how does that translate into being mayor? Can you get along with everybody else, Mike, in the city and on the council and everything else?
Yeah, I think I have the respect of our council members. I'm working on the joint committee between the Fargo School District and the City of Moorhead as we look at issues associated with the Blue Stem Center. And I think I have a good relationship with those folks. I just believe I have been able over the years to develop positive, balanced relationships with other people and working together to solve problems in a positive way. And I think that's where those kinds of skills could be important as mayor.
Okay. You've been in Moorhead for 51 years. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So tell us about your family. Tell us about your, 51 years. You've outlined your work resume. How about your family and some of your personal stuff, Mike?
My dad was a representative of the American Red Cross and was transferred up here in 1962. And so it became the home of record. And of course, I spent some time away, 4 years at the University of Minnesota and another 4 years as an officer in the U.S. Navy. But it's been home since that time, and obviously I've lived most of my life here.
Okay, cool. All right, Mike, thank you. Congratulations again. I always congratulate anybody who runs for public office because you're putting yourself out there to have people say thumbs up or thumbs down, and I always respect that. And you and I will talk a lot between now and November. You'll be on this program hopefully many times to talk about your stances and your campaign along with Mr. Hintermeyer or anybody else who puts their name in the ring. So good talking to Mike. We'll talk down the road.
Thank you much.
Okay?
I really appreciate that.
Yep, you bet. Mike Hewlett, he is running for mayor in the city of Moorhead.